It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I thought it was going to be a dull day, but now we've got some breaking stuff that's coming down here as we speak that we might be able to have a little fun with. And that's what it's all about. Having a little fun with it. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive. Joined in the conversation a number of ways, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Email me directly to lmatthews@freedom969.com. That's the website, by the way, freedom969.com. But I'd much rather you listen to me on the air as opposed to those nitwits over there who don't seem to care. If you're listening on the signal or not, I don't get, anyway, I'll move on. Anything more seems like sour grapes. So freedom969.com, the website. You can also find me on X and on Facebook profiles. I hope you had a good 4th of July holiday. I did. It actually was kind of quiet for the lovely wife and I. Usually we are either going somewhere or having somebody come here. Mostly it's been having somebody come here lately, and our guest that was supposed to be coming here had other plans at the last minute, so that was fine. Lovely wife and I did go to the Liberty Fest parade. I was the MC, and it was the biggest, I think, best attended, well, the best executed, most entertaining parade in the 20-plus years I've been going to that parade. And in the 4 years that I've been actually a member of the crew doing the Master of Ceremonies. So it was a good bit. Way to go, Liberty Fest Committee, and way to go for those who ended up going. I know there was a hang-up with the fireworks because of the bad weather. And don't you know, fireworks were scheduled at 9:30. When does the bad weather hit? 9:30. So they delayed them until Sunday, and everybody seemed to be happy with that arrangement. So that was a good bit. I hope you enjoyed it and had a good time with your family as well. So speaking of the 4th of July, the left can't even celebrate it without there being some griping and moaning about it. I don't know what the hell's wrong with them. You know, this is why left-leaning radio, not just talk radio, but left-leaning motorsport talk radio. Do you know why? This is why it doesn't work. Because it's nothing positive. It's nothing righteous. It's nothing uplifting. I was told over the weekend, Lee, I love listening to you. You're uplifting. I thought, I've never really thought of it, but okay. Make me sound kind of like a minister. Aha! Uplifting. Anyway, the left can't even celebrate the 4th of July. They can't seem to understand the symbolism of the flag. Oh, and by the way, if you watched any of the boat flotilla in New York, I believe Friday was when they had the big flotilla, you saw an example of the very topic I had on this program about 10 days ago. I was talking about how our rules about flying the flag, where they came about. Now, a lot of people think, oh, you've got to revere the flag because it's the country and it's patriotism and it's the symbol of our country and it's the symbol of our breakaway. And all that's true. Don't get me wrong. But the touching of the ground, the folding it very specifically, the never flying it in the rain. If you fly it at night, it's got to be lit. Okay? All of that comes from nautical traditions. And it comes from nautical traditions because back in the day, and when I mean back in the day, I mean the 18th and early 19th centuries. That was how you communicated with flags. And if your flags were in bad shape, if your flags were torn or frayed, you couldn't communicate.
Well, Lee, in the Civil War, they had flags for each regiment.
I know. That's so if you got lost, you could find them. Which is another reason why you had a flag bearer, and that flag bearer had a very important job. Don't get shot because you'll drop the flag and we can't see where everybody's supposed to be. It also became why you didn't want to be the flag bearer because the other guys knew that. Hey, shoot their flag bearer and it causes chaos. As far as nautical tradition is concerned, not only did the flag display what country you were from, but the pennants that they would fly on the halyards. Now, the halyards were the ropes that went up and down, and they would fly a series of different pennants or flags, smaller flags, on those halyards to communicate a message. It could be, turn your flank. Each one spelled out. It spelled out a letter and a number. And if you were watching Fox's coverage of the flotilla of the tall ships on Friday, they had a reporter who graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy who could read them. And he did. By the way, if you're wondering what those pennants say, it's Sierra Alpha India Lima Sail 250. So it means Sail 250. That means they're celebrating sailing the 250th anniversary. Another one said, Happy Birthday, USA. So because you had all these flags, and this is how you communicated, this is why you didn't. This is why you folded them a certain way, so they wouldn't get tore up. This is why you made sure they didn't get wet. You didn't fly them in the rain or a hurricane, because they would get frayed, and then you couldn't use them. That's why I lose patience with pastors who say, we're not going to have an American flag in our chapel because that's worshiping a graven image. No, it is not. I got in an argument with my own pastor about this. This was years ago. I was going to a church, and his name was Ivan, Reverend Ivan. And the Sunday after 9/11, his sermon talked about all of the symbolism he saw and how disappointed that none of the symbolism had any Christianity attached to it. All it had was patriotism attached to it, people wrapping themselves in the American flag. I would have rather have seen people wrap themselves in the cross than the American flag. And it took everything I had not to raise my hand. Sir? Isn't that kind of the same thing since we're a Judeo-Christian nation? But I didn't do that. So anyway, that's what that was all about. And it was serendipitous. I did a show on that and got lots of calls to this program about it before the flotilla in New York City where they were showing all this. And then I saw it in the flotilla because I'm a geek for tall ships anyway, and I love naval history, and I read a lot about it. Because they didn't have GPS back then. If I want to get in my boat and I want to go somewhere, I got a computer with a GPS that tells me, go this way. No, you had a compass. And you had what was called a sextant. And they were protected with several of the lives of the men on the ship. It was their job to not let anything happen to either one of those. Because you couldn't figure out where you were going and you couldn't figure out where you were if you didn't know where that was or if that thing wasn't working. Anyway. You got to see a lot of that in action, and that's what I love doing. Now, here's the other thing. I don't know if you saw this, but I think it was Friday night or Saturday night in New York Harbor, there was a storm that came in. And you saw all the tall ships at anchor out in the harbor with this horrible weather behind it. But the horrible weather also had some sunlight behind it. And I thought to myself, Now I get all of the seascapes that I see painted where the weather looks so horrid with these tall ships. And what are these tall ships going to do? They're going to sit there and wait out the storm. That's what they did. But the colors were exactly as I've seen on those paintings. And I thought, aha. So that was a moment for me. Anyway, part of the 4th of July, the parade was great. We had a great time. Lots of great people, lots of great memories. It was hot as hell, I know. And here's one thing else, and then I'm going to move on, I promise. We were waiting for the parade to start. I'm on the grandstand. I'm talking to Alice Jackson was her name, the girl that sang the national anthem. And I look down, I hear cheering, and I look down two blocks to the north of Broadway in downtown Edmond, and people are cheering. And I'm like, well, the parade hadn't started yet. What are they cheering about? It turns out someone had started up an impromptu soccer game. One side of the street was kicking the ball to the other side, and the other side was volleying. And at some point, somebody figured out, okay, this is going to be our goal, and they started a hockey game, and people were cheering. And I thought to myself, they're not fighting. They're not throwing beer cans at each other. They're not, the women are not showing their breasts. The men are not walking around with the backs of their jeans cut out like you'd see at Mardi Gras. They're not getting into fistfights over space. They're not getting into fistfights over parking lots. They're having a soccer game. It doesn't get any more Americana than that. Good for them. All right, your calls, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Hi, it's Lee Matthews. You are on the air. What is your name?
Hey, it's Tim from UConn.
Hello, Tim. Good to hear from you, sir.
Great to have you back. Hey, just wanted to add to your little flag kind of useless trivia for 500. The first flag, you may want to send one of these to your former clergy. The first flag that then General Washington ever had commissioned was a flag that said on the flag, an appeal to heaven. And mm-hmm. This flag was a white background with a green evergreen and just the words, an appeal to heaven. The British wanted our northern pines. We said no. They outnumbered us. They outfunded us. All those things. And all we could do was appeal to heaven. Now, there were five Iroquois chiefs that were, shall we say, disgruntled among themselves. And they came together, and they said that we're going to have to come together if we're going to do anything productive. And they buried their war hatchets at the base of one of these northern pines.
Ah.
And legend says that a bald eagle landed in the tree. Now, this is where the term bury the hatchet comes from.
Ah.
But the first seven Navy ships of the U.S. United States Navy donned our appeal to heaven flag because Old Glory had not been created yet.
Yes. I knew Old Glory took a while to be created, and there were several versions of it initially. And, I've seen the Star Spangled Banner, which was indeed the final version of that, at least at that time. It didn't have as many stars as we do now, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then one other thing, the evergreen in Native American history was always a symbol of peace. So if you want to take the symbolism of the evergreen being actually more valuable than gold, just as peace being more valuable than gold. I threw out there too.
I love it. I love it. Tim in UConn, thanks a lot for the call on Freedom 96.9, 405 608-4377. The left can't even celebrate the 4th of July. Why? How can a group of people find absolutely, positively no joy in anything, and how can they be the ones that take the joy out of everything else? I will never understand that mindset, ever. And your calls to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. It's The Drive with Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. I know it's Monday after you're coming back from a long weekend and you're still trying to get your bearings and pick up where you left off. I'm here to remind you that even though the 4th of July weekend is over, there are still some great savings for you to be had at Frontier Auto Group in El Reno. Right now, and between now and tomorrow, which is the deadline, 0% financing for 60 months. Trax, Equinox, and Silverados. That's the half tons, all at Frontier Chevrolet. So once you wipe out a lot of the expense of borrowing the money you're going to need to finance these vehicles, and if you've got fleet vehicles and you need to replace a lot of them, this is an opportunity right now. Golden opportunity. At Frontier Auto Group. Call and ask more about it. 405-262-3355. 405-262-3355. FrontierMotor.net. Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio. The new Freedom 96.9.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from Fly By Night Roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
A nonstop wild week of news. It's Eric Erickson. Tune in live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as I navigate you through the headlines, navigate you through the breaking news, give you my thoughts on it and analysis of what's happening, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425, live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 across Oklahoma.
Lee Matthews in the drive, 405-608-4377, freedom969.com. And Lee Matthews and the drive. Patrick Latch writes, Lee, we watched the live stream of the parade, and you did a very good job at emceeing. Not sure who the other fellow was that assisted you at times, and altogether it was excellent. You should be the MC next year as well. You described things in the parade very well, had some humor at times, and that made it so much more enjoyable. Well, thank you, Patrick. The other guy was Bill Reed, who does the mornings over at The Wolf down the hall, our country station. So he and I were kind of tag-teaming and helping. It can get confusing because sometimes they don't go in the order that they give you the order that they're in. So you have to kind of improv. And sometimes there's nothing written down. It's just, okay, India Shrine, and then here are all these floats. And you're like, okay, I have to tap dance around this. And so that's what I ended up doing. But thank you. Thank you for listening and for enjoying Patrick on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Hi, you are on the air.
Hey, Lee, it's your veteran guy in Kingfisher. How are you?
I'm good.
Dennis, I'm sorry.
Yes, Dennis, go ahead, right? Dennis. That, not for my sake, the rest of the radio station. Yeah, the rest of the audience. Yes.
Yeah. I just spent the 4th of July over there in Outlaw Josie Wales territory.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, over there, you know, where the James brothers were, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun time there, except it was a little bit too humid for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea.
What is the little, Clifty, Missouri? Where were you?
No, I was, we went went camping at some lake. I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
I had a solution for the Democrat problem.
Okay.
Littell, the little short guy in North Korea, will lift all the sanctions against him, and he lets us transport all the Democrats to his country.
I don't have a problem with that. Hey, if this is what if you want to see democratic socialism, here it is, baby.
Yeah, I think they'd be screaming to come home real quick.
I think they would.
I recommend any American who gets a chance to go to South Korea, take a visit up to Panmunjom, and I guarantee you, you'll respect your country a little bit more.
I mean, go down there to even go to the 39th parallel and try stepping across the 39th parallel and see how far you get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or try burning a North Korean flag on the 39th parallel.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet you you'll be aerated.
Yes.
With many holes. That's all I got, Lee. I just wanted to share my two bits.
No, I'm glad you
did. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Glad you had a good 4th of July on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377. Yeah. Mainstream media and the left, they can't even get a 4th of July celebration and manage to enjoy it. A direct example came with the New York Times opinion writer Robin Givhan in her op-ed, "Trump ruined the 4th of July for me." I mean, if your headline is you're whining, if your headline is you're complaining and you have no solution, what makes me want to read that story? "This year I can barely tolerate the sight of red, white, and blue," she wrote. "When combined into the maximalist display of nationalist cheerleading, the colors make my heart ache. The flags on the federal buildings are grand, but they hang alongside banners featuring President Trump's scowling face." How much of President Obama's scowling face did we have to see with an almost halo behind it? And you didn't see the right go and say, "Well, I'm just not going to do a 4th of July celebration because Obama's president." You didn't see that. The negative sentiment towards Trump has also produced an article from The Atlantic, who wrote how Trump inevitably destroyed the nation's 250th anniversary celebrations. "This year's different because the White House is inhabited by people who don't believe in the abstractions that we usually celebrate on the 4th of July." What abstractions? There's nothing abstract about it. It's very specific. We're celebrating the day a bunch of elected officials, with the consent of the governed that sent them to that congressional, to that delegation, seceded or told the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, "Look, we're not going to be a part of your tyranny anymore." They begged. They pleaded. How many years? 16, 18 years? How many trips to Parliament to ask just for some representation? And it didn't have to be much. It could be one seat in Parliament and they'd have been happy. And they didn't get it. And the Lord's Protectorate, who are making tons of money off of all of the profits of all the crops that were being farmed by the colonists at the pleasure of the Lord's Protectorate, they didn't step in. It was in their interests to make sure these people were more productive. I've got more coming up.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Microsoft is cutting nearly 4,800 jobs as it restructures around artificial intelligence, saying the layoffs are not direct AI replacements. The historical film Young Washington opened with strong holiday box office results, earning an estimated $21 million over the weekend. Dozens of people from all around the world have been naturalized as U.S. citizens over the holiday weekend.
74 people from 36 countries took the oath of allegiance this 4th of July. It happens every year at former President Thomas Jefferson's home, but this year was special as America turned 250 years old. The annual naturalization ceremony at the home has been taking place for more than 60 years. Also this year, New Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger delivered remarks at the ceremony, telling the new Americans they are choosing to believe in the ideals of liberty, justice, and self-governance. I'm Rose C. Rivera.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
One of my clients once came to me after being run off the road by a semi with brake failure. The driver claimed he had no warning, but when we obtained the truck's maintenance records, the story changed completely. The brake system had flagged issues weeks earlier. The repair was noted, signed off on, but when we dug deeper, it was clear the work was never properly completed. Federal regulations require trucking companies to maintain rigorous inspection and maintenance records on every vehicle in their fleet. When they cut corners and they put a mechanically compromised truck on the highway, that's not just bad luck, that's a choice. And that choice has consequences in the courtroom. Equipment failure cases require the right experts and the right document requests from the very beginning. At McIntyre Law, we know how to build those cases. Call us at 777-7000 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com.
Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. No one was injured after lightning struck an oil tank in Little on Sunday, triggering an explosion and a fire. Nearby residents said they heard a loud blast and felt their homes shake following the lightning strike. Firefighters reportedly worked for more than an hour before bringing the fire under control. As of right now, no further details have been made available, including the extent of the damage. Tulsa police are investigating a deadly shooting that occurred around 2 a.m. this morning at Hicks Park. Officers reportedly found a 23-year-old man dead from a gunshot wound to the head and a 16-year-old suffering from a similar injury. The teen was taken to a hospital last listed in critical condition. Detectives are still working to determine what led up to the shooting, and they're asking anyone with info to contact Tulsa Crime Stoppers. An emergency disaster declaration continues for Cleveland and Washington counties following severe 4th of July storms. The declaration includes transportation waivers to help utility crews restore power more quickly. Residents, meanwhile, are being asked to report storm damage through the state's online damage survey. Residents are also urged to use generators safely and notify OG&E if they're relying on one. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most, your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49, you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day, or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000, or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Everyone's talking about the appeal of this FIFA decision. Sure wish they had it in the NFL. A lot of times. We'll get into it coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. I'm Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect humid conditions with a clear sky and a low of 72. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies with a high of 94. Tomorrow night will be clear and humid with a low of 71. Wednesday is expected to be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 96. Conditions and hot temperatures with a high of 100. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
So I was talking about how great it was to be a part of such a great celebration of the 4th of July over the weekend, and that how the left is just pouting and crying and whining and bitching and moaning and complaining. They can't find joy in anything. I can't stand being around people that negative. I really can't. There are two things in life that bore the ever-loving hell out of me. Number one is someone who complains and moans and doesn't have any solutions. Number two, someone who waits for you to come up with something interesting for them to talk about. And the left seems to be full of those kinds of people. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. Holiday, barbecue. Hey, so-and-so, how do you do? I'm doing great. Well, it's good to see you. Yeah, yeah. Well, what's been going on with your family? Not much. No. I see you just drove up in a new Tesla. You got the new... Yeah, I got the new Tesla. You better believe it. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And then it's off to the races for 45 minutes. Okay? To me, that's the greatest bore in the life. He sat there and waited for me to come up with something that he was interested in. The other one is, okay, you go to that same party, and there's someone down at the end of the table complaining about this, complaining about that, and I don't want to go near him. And what about you, Lee? What do you think? Blah, 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 blah. And I'll tell him. And okay, you're not telling me your ideas. You're still complaining. Why don't you tell me what you believe in and stop worrying about what is making you mad? Why don't you tell me how to solve the problem so we don't have the problem anymore, and instead of complaining about the problem? And that's what the left is. And if you can't find any joy in the fact that we have been able to keep this experiment going of a constitutional republic, that has survived every kind of counter-revolutionary attempt in over 250 years, you can't find a way to celebrate that because of who's president. You are a small, repugnant human being, and I don't want to be around you. Sorry to be negative. That's my solution. I won't be around you. I won't hang around you. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. No, it's not that I don't mind criticism of our government. I know there's plenty of problems. It's not perfect. It was not set up to be perfect. I got news for you. But it's still the best game in town. It's still the best game on the planet. Look at all the tourists who believed all the propaganda they've been seeing for the past 10 years about how bad Trump is and how awful the United States is because Trump is president. And look at all the shootings and the riots and the racial tension that's going on in the United States because Trump is president. And they get here and they're like, what? Free refills? And you don't have to ask? What? Lots? The chicken is to die for? Beef? You've got real beef? What? People say hello and good morning? Oh, when their team loses, they don't burn down the stadium? What? That's what I love seeing most, I think. I think that was the cherry on the ice cream sundae of 4th of July Eve, after all the barbecue and coleslaw and corn on the cob. That's the other thing. Corn on the cob? After all that, that was the cherry on the, that was the figurative cherry on the sundae. All of these European countries and all of these European tourists who are dreading coming to watch sports, a professional sporting event in the United States. And they're like, what? I don't want to go home. Ranch dressing? Have you ever had anything more heavenly in your mouth than ranch dressing? Is there any way I can export gallons of this stuff to Europe? But the New York Times can't celebrate that. The New York Times, let's see. The Washington Post was less critical. Natalie Allison made similar comments in her piece on Saturday, claiming that Trump had made himself central to America's 250th celebration. No. He made himself central as being the figurehead of the United States of America because he is. The President of the United States is the central figurehead of the United States. I'm sorry. We're not going back to Joe Biden. Where is the central head of the United States? Oh, he's sleeping? Okay. Who's going to start our parade? Oh, let's get the Mrs. Biscuit. Let's get Madam First Lady out there. Okay. That's why Trump is in front of everything. Don't get me wrong. The man has the ego the size of Alaska. I don't care. His policies are doing great things for our country. I want to get into that a little later on. It isn't just the New York Stock Exchange that has gone from a bucking bronco that could throw you into the audience at a moment's notice has turned itself into a thoroughbred racehorse and is racing down the track, and it's taking the United States economy with it in a positive direction. It's not just the New York Stock Exchange. The Oklahoma Federation, I don't know the name of the organization, it's the Independent Business Association of Oklahoma, once again hiring a record amount of people. These aren't corporations. These aren't nitwits who are over there trying to sink the ship as quickly as they possibly can from the corporate level down to the local level. These are independent businesses, and they're still hiring. They have more positions than they can hire people for. You're telling me the economy's bad? You're telling me America's an oppressive land because we don't make enough exceptions for minorities? Are you telling me the United States is not the land of opportunity? All right, I'm sorry. 405-608-4377. You see what happens when I get 3 days off? Do you see what happens? You see what builds up in my brain? 405-608-4377. Hi, thank you for hanging on. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. What's your name?
This is Claude.
Hey, Claude. How are you? In Ponca City?
Yes. And,
all right, and I'm glad you're still there. I'm glad you're still there. I understand you got some weather over the weekend, too.
Yeah, and fireworks, but God did the fireworks thunderstorm, okay. You know, no contest there.
All right, so you got plenty of firewood in the yard, is that what you're saying?
thank God that the grass was wet.
Yes,
because
okay.
The fireworks that should not have been going out, they were major fireworks.
The fireworks, I'm sorry. I thought you said firewood, okay, as in...
Firewood.
Yes.
Okay. I have a speech impediment.
That's, anyway. I'm sorry, my apologies. Go ahead.
We're being gaslighted by the Trump syndrome.
Uh-huh.
Like Alinsky, you target somebody, and Trump is a target.
Yes.
Anti-Trump. It's really treason. Nothing they say makes sense. They know makes sense. Their solution by the Black Lives Matter was to destroy the nation.
Yes.
They had no solution. They don't have a solution. All they want to destroy them, and they're not crazy. They just pretend that, and they all the good that we done. And will you say they don't have an argument?
Yeah,
they don't have an argument. All they can do is whine and say this is bad, and you ask them why.
Yeah.
So I think, in my opinion, we have to face the reality. These are just people, and they admit it. They want to destroy America. You hear them say it all the time. When they say take away the guns. And then they want to take all the way the guns.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say defund the police. Then they want to get rid of all the police. Then they want to get rid of the borders, take away of ICE. But they said nobody should have guns but the military. What does that sound like? Is anybody listening? No one should have guns but the military. And then they'd be satisfied, no borders, no protection. They want to destroy America. And so basically,
they have no logical connection between cause and effect.
No logical at all. It's treason. Everything they say is treason. They hide behind the Trump syndrome.
And if it feels good, it is good. If it doesn't feel good, then it's not good. If it's hard or difficult, it's not good. If it if it's something that's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of wherewithal, then it's not worth doing. I mean, it just
and instead of the flag, the American flag, they're fearful. America has been rescuing people. When people saw our flag coming, they say, "Hooray!"
Yeah, yeah. I think it was
that's
the.
All I had to say.
Well, yeah. I think it was the. It was after the war. And I don't know who it was, whether it was Churchill or something. I don't know who it was. First thing out of their mouths was, thank God for Great Britain. Rule Britannia. Britannia ruled the waves. We once again have survived a huge calamity. God bless the United States. What would we do without them? God help us with the Soviets. What can we do with them? I think it was that must have been Churchill or somebody wise like that. It was somebody wiser than me.
Well, I think we ought to wake up. They have no solutions. And when they criticize slavery and everything like that, the Republican could say, yes, we had a bad history. Yes, you're right. It's appalling. Now, Democrats, look in the mirror. Who did that?
Yeah, well, and you show me,
right, and you should be ashamed.
you show me another country that went through an entire civil conflict that became about slavery and still emerged unscathed in terms of its freedoms and its constitution. You're not going to find one, because usually a conflict like that tears a nation in two until it's not the same nation it started with.
And who wanted to tear it in two? The Democrats.
Yes.
They say that, but Republicans say, yeah, you're right, we had a bad record, but so when are you Democrats going to apologize for Jim Crow, for everything else, not wanting people to vote? And the only reason they didn't want blacks to vote because then they could be on juries.
Yes.
So people are outright juries. So people don't know that. You know, black people don't know that. Yet they hold up the Democrats, and the Democrats are the one who's responsible. But they won't say that, but see, they vote because America's being the Republicans cannot be on the offense. I mean, all the time they say, "Yeah, you're right," and look in the mirror, you know. And we became great despite all your tactics. That's what I want.
No, I'm glad you did, and thank you very much, Claude in Ponca City, for calling in on Freedom 96.9. You've got it. This whole rant of mine started when I was reading this story. And I promise you, I read through this story before I sat down to do this program. And somehow, I don't know, I got fired up just reading through it again. And maybe I was just skimming it. I don't know. But I thought, hey, this would be a great place to start, because here we just went through a fantastic. I know some were upset because they wanted to see more of the celebration in Washington, D.C., and it was delayed by weather. I get it. I went to bed. I was satisfied with what I had seen in downtown Edmond, the Liberty Fest parade. We started that parade announcing that it not only is the biggest parade in the metropolitan area, it's the biggest parade in the state of Oklahoma, and some would say the biggest parade in one of the biggest parades in the nation. And it was 113 floats. Someone said, wow, they kind of kept it going really quickly. And I said, because they had so many floats and it was so hot, we didn't want people to start getting up and leaving when, oh, my God, here comes another one. You know, you don't want that. You want your parade to go with good flow, and you want it to have lots of good symbolism in it. And it did. So, I mean, to me, the whole thing went a lot smoother. And even last year's was smooth, but this was a lot smoother than that. And like Mom said, it was a good old-fashioned Americana parade. The people of an area coming together and putting together a nice parade. It wasn't overly glamorous. It wasn't overly produced. We didn't have a float full of the Rolling Stones as our grand marshal. we didn't have a lot of professional athletes. We didn't have a lot of that was probably one of the other great things. We didn't have a lot of politicians. We had politicians, but they weren't running for office. They were already elected, and they wanted to. And that was good. I didn't have a problem with that. And then I opened this story about how the New York Times and the New York Post are still griping about, well, Trump this and Trump that. He's the president of the United States. I don't have a problem with him being there to shoot off the fireworks or to whatever it may be. That's what the president is supposed to do. Or he's building a whole ballroom with private funds and he's doing it for himself. So what? Every president in the history of our nation has done something similar. My God, he had a fight in the backyard of the White House. You know what? Teddy Roosevelt did too, and Teddy Roosevelt participated in the fight. My God, look what the man is doing to the what are these arches built to himself. You know why? He doesn't think the city of Washington, D.C. is grand enough. It needs more. And he's right. I have walked all over that city. There's a big joke about the rats of Washington, D.C. You know why there's rats in Washington, D.C.? I mean real rats. I don't mean the figurative rats that live and work there. I mean you go to throw something away in a public trash can, and there are going to be a bunch of rats around there. You know why there are a bunch of rats around there? Because there's a lot of homeless camping out in and around the area. As a result, the homeless dump a lot of crap in and around those trash cans. It only gets picked up once a week. So a lot of rats start showing up. I can't believe what he's doing to all of the monuments. Yeah, he's cleaning the graffiti off of them. Have you seen what he's done to the reflective pond? Yeah, he fixed the damn thing, and it's working. His new filtration system has fixed an algae problem that has been in the reflective pool since 1922. But Trump did it. It's got to be bad. A little later on, I'm going to draw a direct connection between the left's inability to understand supply and demand. And that's on full display when it comes to the arguments in the midterm election. I've gone way over. It's Lee Matthews on the Drive on Freedom, 96.9 Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Friends and family over at Well Preserved wish and hope that you had a very happy 4th of July weekend. Now that it's over and things are getting back to normal, you probably are starting to realize you're getting a lot of mail, you're getting a lot of texts, you're getting a lot of email, especially if you were born in 1961. And it's been one of those things, I'll deal with it later, I'll deal with it later, I'll deal with it later. You know, right now, while there's kind of a lull in things, an after 4th of July lull, this is a good time to get caught up on that business, and that's where the Well-Preserved Advisory Group comes in. If you need to sign up for Well-Preserved Advisory Group and for Medicare, they're here to walk you through it every step of the way. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. That'll be the best call you make all summer long, and the team at Well-Preserved will put together a plan that works for you. Again, call the team at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. In this after-holiday lull, get it done before the Labor Day holiday starts to heat up, because that's about to happen. 405-848-5790, Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Summer savings are heating up at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or grab the HKG 3622 rifle, now on sale for only $529.99. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And remember, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo is coming up on the 17th and the 18th. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Gun
Guns, guns, guns.
Claude Hall's original OKC Gun Show is this weekend, July 11th and 12th at the OKC Fairgrounds. Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4, wall-to-wall guns and ammo. For more information, visit our website at OKCGunShow.com.
Hi, this is Dylan Buckingham. As a parent of two boys who have faced life-threatening health challenges, our family knows when your child is sick, everything changes. Suddenly, nothing matters more than finding hope. For our family, that hope came through the care and support made possible by the Children's Health Foundation. They're advancing research, improving treatment, and standing beside families all across Oklahoma. Because every child deserves hope, healing, and a healthy future. Join us at chfkids.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right. Freedom's First News.
Hey, it's Aaron Brolbeck, host of Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9. The U.S. Supreme Court ends their session taking off some gun decisions, how they'll affect you on this 2A Tuesday. Plus, we'll have all the important news stories you may have missed while you slept, and your calls and comments, plus your dad joke of the day. It's going to be a busy Tuesday morning starting at 7 a.m. on Freedom's First News with Aaron Brolbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Writes in to lmatthews at freedom969.com. Lee, I don't know how long you've been at Freedom 96.9, but you sound great. Well, Mary, thank you very much. All right, glad you found us. Yeah. Elaine writes, Lee, I'm sorry, I just can't let this slide into oblivion. 50 years of listening to that song by America, Ventura Highway, and I was today years old before I learned from you what the line alligator lizards in the air were. Your show is so informative. Thanks. Well, Elaine, you're welcome, but sometimes I feel like I'm slipping into Casey Kasem mode. We talked about this last week, the song Ventura Highway. I had a listener call, and he was talking about when he was driving down Ventura Highway, and I immediately got into the America song. Tell me, when you were driving down Ventura Highway, did you see alligator lizards in the air? Because when I was doing music radio, I would come out of that song, and Ventura Highway from America. Now the only question remains, what were they smoking while they were walking down the Ventura Highway to see such alligator lizards in the air? And he goes, no, you don't understand. Ventura Highway is notorious for tire tread scraps all over the place. They look like alligator lizard, dead alligators all over the place. And I said, my goodness, I had no idea. So, Elaine, that evidently is what that listener said it was all about, but I'm glad I could help, and I hope you keep reaching for the stars. And now, back to the countdown. On Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Ketanji Brown Jackson was one of the ones.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Three people were killed in a head-on crash Friday night in Rogers County. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. South Florida's elite urban search and rescue teams are back on home soil today after braving the aftermath of Venezuela's earthquakes.
Dozens of local heroes from Miami-Dade Fire Rescue Task Forces 1 and 2 are back at Miami International Airport for one. This has been a personal mission.
I grew up in that area, Caribe, Caraballeda, and I used to ride bike with my cousins, go to McDonald's, listen to music. So being there and seeing all that area destroyed was very hard to absorb.
There are special specialized unit spent over a week deployed in the heart of Venezuela's earthquake disaster zone. They pulled a security guard alive from a collapsed building after being trapped underground for 8 days. Teams will be undergoing mandatory medical and psychological debriefings after witnessing the catastrophic disaster that has claimed over 3,300 lives. Natalie Rodriguez, Miami.
The deaths of at least 25 people are being blamed on the extreme heat currently gripping half of the nation.
Over 150 million Americans across the eastern U.S. were subjected to record-setting heat on the 4th of July, with heat alerts issued from the Midwest to the Deep South and to the Northeast. In Washington, D.C., National Guard members were seen rendering aid to heat victims attending the America 250 festivities. The extreme heat helped create massive thunderstorms later in the evening, causing gusty winds, large hail, and power outages. Many fireworks displays had to be postponed until after the thunderstorms. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The FAA is launching an investigation after a Delta Airlines flight was hit by a firework while landing.
The flight was coming in for a landing at Chicago's Midway Airport on the 4th of July when the pilot reported their plane had been hit by a firework. The Airbus A319 was about 200 feet off the ground preparing to land when it was struck. The firework did not cause any injuries or damage to the plane that had flown to Chicago from Atlanta. The jet was taken out of service for a complete inspection. I'm Rory O'Neill.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's obvious physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
I knew that I had to get support, not just for me, but for the sake of my wife and kids.
Talking about it has helped me feel more like myself again.
Honestly, it was hard to open up at first, but it's changed my life for the better.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
An NYPD...
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Three people were killed in a head-on crash Friday night in Rogers County, with investigators saying 21-year-old Ryan Laufer, 22-year-old Aiden Jones, and a 17-year-old passenger died when a Chevy Trax collided with a GMC Sierra towing a boat on Highway 169. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, and authorities haven't released information about the driver of the Sierra. The investigation continues. I-35 has reopened in Norman after severe storms brought down power lines and scattered debris across the highway. Police say the roadway reopened Sunday morning, but drivers should still expect delays as crews continue clearing debris and repairing damaged utility lines. Several traffic signals across the city also remain without power, and officials are urging caution for drivers throughout the area. And speaking of driving, oil prices are reportedly beginning to fall back to levels seen before the recent conflict involving Iran. OPEC reportedly agreed to increase production by about 188,000 barrels per day beginning next month. The drop also follows the recent reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, a key global shipping route that had been disrupted during the conflict. A former White House economic advisor says drivers could begin seeing relief at the gas pumps sooner than expected. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Iran buried their Ayatollah, the one who was killed 4 months ago. Do you know he had blue eyes? One blue over there and one blue over there. More coming up as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect humid conditions with a clear sky and a low of 72. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies with a high of 94. Tomorrow night will be clear and humid with a low of 71. Wednesday is expected to be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 96. Thursday will see partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot temperatures with a high of 100. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important, we made it our name. The new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
So there's a couple of breaking headlines I need to get to. Cuba has been without power now for going on 24 hours. Let's see. Also, that guy running for Senate up in Maine, Graham Plattner. Another charge of misbehaving with women has been hit. So his Senate dreams may be over soon. What else? Seattle residents, speaking of pulling a red card, are pulling a red card on their socialist mayor. We'll get into that. I also was talking about how it just doesn't seem like the Democrats can find any joy in anything, especially the 250th anniversary of the founding of our nation. I was reading through some of the headlines from this past weekend in the New York Times and the Washington Post, and I'm finding no joy. I'm finding none. If you are so enamored with who the president is that you can't see beyond that and see anything good beyond that, it's called a delusion. You need psychiatric help or some kind of professional help. I can't help you because I can't even fathom that kind of negativity. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And I'm getting a lot of complimentary emails. I'll get to more on that. One of which was asking about the song Ventura Highway. I didn't mean to go down this rabbit hole, but when I did, I sure did. And Mike is in Edmond on Freedom 96.9. Did you go to any of the 4th of July celebration?
No, we stayed home.
Good for you. You know what?
Barbecue.
Them's the best kind of holiday celebrations, if you ask me.
Yes, sir. we're not far from Logan County, and it's like World War III.
Oh, it must have been. Yeah. But if you don't know, Logan County, they allow fireworks. Oklahoma County, they don't. So you can walk across, what is it? What's the road there?
Waterloo.
You can walk across Waterloo and buy fireworks.
Or you can be 10 miles away and watch World War III up there.
Yeah.
It goes on for a week before and a week after, and 4th of July night, it's pretty spectacular.
Well, I am deep in the heart of Oklahoma County, and our neighborhood has banned fireworks, and the county has banned fireworks, and still we were hearing fireworks last night, or Saturday night. And I wake up Sunday morning and I look at Facebook, and one of my neighbors just went off on them, not in a dirty way, yeah. but hey, to you brain dead rednecks that don't seem to understand, you don't live out in the country, you live in suburban Edmond, you're not allowed to fire fireworks, you six-toed jackalope. Go back to the county you came from.
Probably Logan.
Probably.
Those people, I've never seen anything like it. Never anywhere I've ever been have I seen so many fireworks. Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was just calling about this. That song by America is one of my favorite songs. It brings back so many memories. I grew up in Northern California, but
it really does have that distinctive guitar riff at the beginning. When you hear that first three measures of that guitar riff, you know the song.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. I was trying to think during the break of it. There's another band that's a newer band that just did a cover of it, bunch of acoustical stuff, and those guys are just fantastic.
I think Janet Jackson took that riff and looped it through one of her songs. But it wasn't. She didn't make it Ventura Highway. You knew it was Ventura Highway, but I mean, it just looped through over and over and over again. And she, anyway, go ahead.
But growing up there as a kid, I grew up in Northern California, and having been through Southern California a bunch of times, and I was stationed down there in service, I always wondered where is the Ventura Highway, because it's not really on a map.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually Highway 101.
Okay.
And there's a town of Ventura that it goes through, and apparently the locals claimed it for the whole state.
Probably like what we have the Dallas Junction, all right? It doesn't take you to Dallas, but it gets you on 35 toward Dallas, the Amarillo Junction.
Everybody knows it as such. Yeah.
They don't call it that elsewhere. We do in Oklahoma City call it that. But, Fort Smith Junction. I remember I was at a gas station once and somebody was asking directions and the poor girl behind the counter, well, just get on up here to Fort Smith Junction. And I said, you need to get on up there where the 35 meets with 40 there.
That's
okay,
right.
That's 40. Oh, right. They don't know that that's Fort Smith Junction.
And I guess it probably had a better ring to it than the 101 highway.
Yeah. Well, and I think it was the highway you took to Ventura. So therefore it was the Ventura Highway. I mean,
yeah, among hundreds of other cities, because it goes all the way, I believe. I believe it goes up into Oregon at least, and all the way down to San Diego, if I remember.
Probably
right.
So. Anyway. Yeah. Now it's not the same. It's not the same as the Pacific Coast Highway, is it?
No.
Okay.
PCH is a different one and another beautiful highway.
Yeah, the lovely wife and I have made it a bucket list item. We want to fly into Napa or fly into Oakland, go to Napa, then hop on the PCH and drive all the way up to Oregon. And we want to stop at every little bitty divey cafe along the way and eat seafood.
Yeah, so Coast Highway kind of goes inland up in Northern California, because there's a place called the Lost Coast up there, which is all just a bunch of really, it's all cliffs and, well, a lot of the Coast Highway is all cliffs, but this is really rugged. And it doesn't
drive
would be going south.
We've driven a lot of it in Oregon. So
we've driven
it in Oregon, and in Oregon, it was like they're very clifty. You're up high, but you stop at these little towns, and they all have a seafood joint. And you don't have to reach very far to say, okay, what's the best seafood joint in town? Oh, that's Orville's down the street. So you go down to Orville's, and you walk in, and they don't have tablecloths. It's newspaper. And, you can order clams or mussels or both. And just eat yourself silly.
Living here, Lee, it's really one of the few things that I miss is fresh seafood.
Yeah.
Any fish that's made it this far has had a long way to go in a truck.
Lovely wife is a connoisseur of fish and chips because she spent a long time in Great Britain. And she said best fish and chips she ever had was Cannon City, Oregon, and I don't remember the name of the joint, but I could drive her right to it if we went into Cannon City. It was right there by the beach, and I had a bucket of clams and mussels and scallops that were all steamed.
You're making me
hungry. Yeah. She had the fish and chips, and they made it with halibut. I was like, oh, that's why it's so good. They made it with halibut.
Yeah, nothing like it.
Yeah.
Every time I go back, the first thing I do is eat some fresh seafood.
Now, getting back to the initial Ventura Highway question and the alligator lizards in the air line, I'm told it's because of all the tire treads on the side of the road. I think America was stoned when they wrote it, and they may have been driving down Ventura Highway when they wrote it.
that would be out in the air unless you're unlucky enough to get
right
by them all the time.
Yes.
I don't think we don't have any less here on the 35, that's for sure.
Yeah. Got to run, Mike and Edmund. Thanks a lot for the conversation on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I love it. Over the weekend, Donald Trump started his kids account program. They're calling them Trump accounts. And you know what? Henceforth and forevermore, that's what they're going to be. If we can call it Obamacare for the rest of eternity, we can certainly call it Trump accounts for the rest of eternity. At any rate, all newborn babies, as of July 1st, will get a sum of money from the government that will go into an account that will start earning compound interest. And by the time that kid graduates high school, that kid will be able to use it for college, use it to go to trade school, use it to buy a house, use it to start a business, whatever they want. But it'll teach the kids about compounding interest. And you know who else can teach you about that and manage whatever accounts you have? My good friend Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital. McGuire Capital, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com. So if it's a Trump account or a fixed account that mom and dad left you and you'd like to see it grow, if it's your 401k or your IRA that you're not ready to cash in yet, but you want it to grow while our market is just taking off like a son of a gun, McGuire Capital, McGuireCap.com.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663. That's the number to McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hi, this is Major Merritt with the Oklahoma City Fire Department, reminding you to test alarms monthly, replace batteries if they chirp, and remember, smoke alarms should be replaced every 10 years. Make sure alarms are installed on every level of your home and near sleeping areas. For more information, go to okc.gov/fire. Residents of Oklahoma City can request free smoke alarms by visiting our website or calling 405-316-BEEP. That's 405-316-2337.
Modus Health, they don't just treat your symptoms of neuropathy and chronic pain, they find the root cause. And when it comes to chronic pain and neuropathy, their expert team combines cutting-edge chiropractic care with functional medicine to get you moving and feeling better and living better. Located in Yukon, Oklahoma, Modus Health is your partner for lasting wellness. Book your consultation today at modushealth.com and start your journey to real, lasting health. Modus Health, Oklahoma's choice for feeling your best naturally and effectively.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Greeted by 96.9 AccuWeather forecast, calling for partly cloudy tonight, a low down to 72. Partly cloudy, high 94, tomorrow's high. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 78. 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and Lee Matthews, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Joanne writes, Lee, thank you for sharing that new song on Thursday. The video for it is great. I shared it on my Facebook page. I was at the Edmund Parade serving free burritos at my church on 2nd Street between 8 and 10. We also had cold bottles of water, popsicles, and lemonade, raising money for our Hope Center. That song, Joanne, was Jason Still's Welcome to the Land of the Free. And I think it's available on Spotify, and there is a good video that goes along with it. Cliff is in Norman on Freedom 96.9. Thank you for hanging on.
You betcha, Lee. Comes for everybody. That's what gave us our freedom in the first place. That's what's going to keep it.
That's right.
So I wanted to recommend to you and to all your listeners to go on the internet and find Calvin Coolidge's address for the 150th anniversary of independence.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, first of all, Coolidge is horribly underrated as a president.
He is.
Set that aside for the moment.
He is. And you know what? You know what a lot of that, you know why a lot of that was? He was not, he didn't like to promote himself. He was called Silent Cal.
Yeah. There's a great story about him. There was a woman sitting next to him at dinner and said, I made a bet with somebody that I could get you to say more than three words at dinner, and he said, you lose.
Yeah.
But this particular speech of Coolidge's should be on every classroom wall right next to the Declaration of Independence. It is just a marvelous statement. I don't have it in front of me right now because I'm driving, but basically what it says is that there's a marvelous settled quality to the Declaration of Independence. If we say that all men are created equal, then that is settled. And he goes on to the things that are settled.
Yeah.
And he says that, and if they are settled, then any quote-unquote advance from that is not an advance, but a retreat. And it's any progress, quote-unquote, is not progress, but regress. I tell you, it's absolutely poetic. It's wonderful. And I recommend it to you and all your listeners.
I bet it is. And I don't know if we have any recordings of his voice. We've got recordings of some of the other presidents, but I don't know if we have his.
Well, you know, we have a recording of Thomas Edison's voice. So,
yes.
Alexander Graham Bell's voice.
Yes.
And if we've got Alexander Graham Bell's voice, I would certainly think that we might be able to find Coolidge.
Well, it all had to do with who was willing to be recorded. So we've got Woodrow Wilson. We've got Robert Taft. We've got Teddy Roosevelt.
And Teddy Roosevelt did speak kind of like this.
And you know, when I first heard Woodrow Wilson's voice, I thought, yeah, that's exactly what I thought he sounded like.
It's very much like this. I'm just such an elitist and so much more higher in intellect than the rest of you little people.
Indeed. That does fit. I tell you a voice that doesn't fit if you listen to it is George Patton.
No.
General Patton's voice was rather high and squeaky.
Yes, yes. Everybody wants him to sound like George C. Scott, and he doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll let you go. But
okay.
I appreciate the opportunity to plug that speech, but you folks should go out and look for it.
I'm going to go do that because I'm becoming a Calvin Coolidge fan. Calvin Coolidge has basically did what Trump is doing. Calvin Coolidge served two non-consecutive terms, and Warren Harding won and got the nation in such a mess because of his corruption. Calvin Coolidge wasn't going to run again, but he said, okay. And he got back into office, and he fixed everything. So there's a lot of parallels between Calvin Coolidge and the Trump administration. That stop at the presidency, because Calvin Coolidge didn't have the ego that Trump has. Calvin Coolidge didn't have the desire to self-promote like Trump does. And Calvin Coolidge was one of those that, okay, once this is over, I'm going back to my private life. I'm not going to do this forever. And, you know, Trump's going to use his for the rest of his life, probably. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews on the Drive. I know I hate it when people put deadlines on me. Therefore, I'm not trying to put a deadline on you, but I'm just going to say that this is a friendly reminder. The deal to get some fantastic financing on Chevrolet vehicles from Frontier Motors in El Reno is running out. The time is running out. 0% financing for 60 months from General Motors. That's only until tomorrow close of business. That's when it shuts down. Now, this is limited to Trax, Equinox, and Silverados, but this is an excellent opportunity if you're getting a half to. You know, lovely wife and I started talking about, we've been starting to talk about how much we hate to fly. And how much we hate to fly is starting to get us to seriously think about some sort of travel trailer. And the more I think about a travel trailer, the more I think, well, okay, if we're going to have a travel trailer that's of any comfort, it's going to need to be pulled by a hefty Silverado pickup, something with at least a half-ton capacity. So, yeah, I'm starting to think in those directions, and maybe you are too, but Frontier Auto can fix you up right now with 0% financing for 60 months on Trax, Equinox, and Silverado half-tons, all at Frontier Auto Group. They don't have just Chevrolets. They've got all kinds of others, too. Right there, just minutes from Oklahoma, and wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66. But you only have until tomorrow close of business. 405-262-3355, Frontier Auto Group.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
When it comes to your health coverage, one thing matters most, your choice. Health 65 believes you should have the liberty to choose a Medicare plan that fits your doctors, your budget, and your lifestyle. Our team will walk you through your options and help you make a decision that's right for you, because it's your health and your call. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65 in Edmond. Call me or start planning today at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's O-K-I-E-D-O-K-I-E Bakery.com.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
A nonstop wild week of news. It's Eric Erickson. Tune in live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 as I navigate you through the headlines, navigate you through the breaking news, give you my thoughts on it and analysis of what's happening, and also take your phone calls at 877-973-7425, live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on Freedom 96.9 across Oklahoma.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy tonight, low of 72, partly cloudy, 94 tomorrow's high. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low, into Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 78, 92 right now at Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. I was talking about Democrats taking the joy out of everything. Taking the joy out of the 250th Independence Day celebration and not giving us anything to celebrate. Nothing. Kind of like their platform, which actually, it offers no solutions. And later in the program, I'm going to make the case that the Democrats' use of the word affordability, that's going to be their buzzword for the midterm elections. They're already using it. And how it's not going to work. Because perception is reality. And yes, some things are expensive and some things aren't. But it's not nearly as unaffordable as it was during COVID. It's not nearly as unaffordable as it was during the Biden administration. Don't they seem to understand that? You can't make something seem like it is something when it isn't. That coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. One of the biggest ones that has been boo-hooing the whole celebration was Ketanji Brown Jackson, but also Jasmine Crockett of Texas. She was facing online backlash after comments she made over the Independence Day weekend revealing she thinks the United States owes black women. When it comes to answering questions of what America owes black women, she says everything. Well, that's because she's losing everything, because she lost her district, and if she ran, she'd lose the election. She says, we think about sacrifices that black women have made from the movement we were stolen from on our homelands and transported into this country, to the fact that black women, you could have gone home. After it was all over, you could have gone home. Nobody did. Black women continue to stand as the backbone, specifically of the Democrat Party. Why? They're not offering you anything. If anybody's trying to take more stuff away from you, it's the Democrat Party. She said an event which coincided with the celebration of the anniversary of independence. It's 4th of July, and I say celebrate black women that you know, because whether it's an invention that she made or whether it was the very democracy that still hangs by a thread right now, there's black women to thank for their contributions. We're not a democracy. We're a democratic republic. There is no democracy.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. Publix has recalled one lot of frozen organic blueberries after 12 confirmed E. coli illnesses linked to the product. Fuel shortages are spreading across parts of Russia following continued Ukrainian drone strikes on refineries. Officials say supplies are being managed as repair efforts continue. Microsoft is cutting nearly 4,800 jobs as it restructures around artificial intelligence, saying the layoffs are not direct AI replacements. The United States continues its World Cup run tonight.
The team battles Belgium in the round of 16 from Seattle. The Stars and Stripes got great news from FIFA as Valerian Balogun had his suspension overturned and is now eligible to play in the pivotal match. The star forward received a red card in last week's game against Bosnia, which usually carries an automatic suspension for the following game. The U.S. is trying to make its first quarterfinals appearance at the World Cup since 2002. I'm Monica Nelson.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. One of my clients once came to me after being run off the road by a semi with brake failure. The driver claimed he had no warning, but when we obtained the truck's maintenance records, the story changed completely. The brake system had flagged issues weeks earlier. The repair was noted, signed off on, but when we dug deeper, it was clear the work was never properly completed. Federal regulations require trucking companies to maintain rigorous inspection and maintenance records on every vehicle in their fleet. When they cut corners and they put a mechanically compromised truck on the highway, that's not just bad luck, that's a choice. And that choice has consequences in the courtroom. Equipment failure cases require the right experts and the right document requests from the very beginning. At McIntyre Law, we know how to build those cases. Call us at 777-7000 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com. Catch our show, Legal Talk, with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9. If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com or call me at 777-7000. And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. Three people were killed in a head-on crash Friday night in Rogers County, with investigators saying 21-year-old Ryan Laufer, 22-year-old Aiden Jones, and a 17-year-old passenger died when a Chevy Trax collided with a GMC Sierra towing a boat on Highway 169. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, and authorities haven't released information about the driver of the Sierra. The investigation continues. I-35 has reopened in Norman after severe storms brought down power lines and scattered debris across the highway. Police say the roadway reopened Sunday morning, but drivers should still expect delays as crews continue clearing debris and repairing damaged utility lines. Several traffic signals across the city also remain without power, and officials are urging caution for drivers throughout the area. And speaking of driving, oil prices are reportedly beginning to fall back to levels seen before the recent conflict involving Iran. OPEC reportedly agreed to increase production by about 188,000 barrels per day beginning next month. The drop also follows the recent reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, a key global shipping route that had been disrupted during the conflict. A former White House economic advisor says drivers could begin seeing relief at the gas pump sooner than expected. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water experts since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
Trump accounts for newborns began over the weekend. How to make sure one is set up for your kid as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio in 30 seconds.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect humid conditions with a clear sky and a low of 72. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies with a high of 94. Tomorrow night will be clear and humid with a low of 71. Wednesday is expected to be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 96. Thursday will see partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot temperatures with a high of 100. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Lee Matthews in the drive, Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The left can't even celebrate the 4th of July. What is wrong with them? And everyone's talking about this appeal of the FIFA decision. Okay, FIFA is the official name of World Cup soccer. And in case you didn't see it, FIFA denied Belgium's appeal over the decision to suspend the USA World Cup star Falaron Balogun's one-game ban for a red card in round of 32 match against Bosnia and Herzegovina. The appeal committee issued the statement hours before kickoff between the U.S. and Belgium. The request was rendered inadmissible on the grounds that the Belgium team is not a party to the proceedings and as such has no standing to appeal the decision. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so basically they were not going to let him play because they thought he deliberately tripped another player. After you look at it on slow motion, you can see it was just a couple of guys getting tangled up. It wasn't intentional. And so that's fine. Here's my problem. I wish we had that in the NFL.
Well, Lee, we do. We can, you can call for a review of the play.
Yeah, I know, but that's just it. We don't do that enough. That's why I don't watch professional sports that often anymore. I see violations that the refs don't. And if there are that many violations going on that I can see that the people who are there watching it live cannot, well, then why don't we just get rid of the refs and have somebody watching the television coverage? 405-608-4377. I'm used to doing it. I've done color football for years. And I don't even use binoculars. I can look down on the field and I can see if a kid's, they don't call it clipping anymore, but back in the day, I can see when they've been clipped or a personal foul or holding. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. Heather writes, Lee, I've never listened to you until you were broadcasting at the concert in the park as part of Liberty Fest last week. I was one of the musicians, and I overheard your bit about the flag and the origins of the rules respecting the flag. I, too, had a pastor who refused to display the American flag in our chapel because he claimed it was paramount to worshiping a graven image. I was so glad to hear your explanation of how flags were used as communication between ships at sea until signal lights and radio came along. Watching the parade of tall ships in New York, one of the Fox reporters, a former Navy Academy grad, was interpreting the pennants on display, one saying Happy 250th, another one Sailing 250, all spelled out with different flags. On a tall ship, it makes perfect sense that you took good care of your flags because that was your means of communication. I wish more men and women of the cloth knew that. I do too, Heather. Yes, it has evolved into patriotic respect of the flag and what the flag stands for and what it represents. I get that, but that's not how it started. And the other two instruments on a sailing ship that you watched with your life was a compass and the sextant. The sextant helped you read the stars and figure out your latitude. And the compass kept you going in the direction you needed to go. And if you had accurate charts, which they really didn't have till the maybe the 1850s and 1860s, if you had adequate charts that were cartographed using the right longitude and latitude, you could sit down with a protractor and figure out, all right, I'm here, I need to be here, what compass heading do I need? And you could look it up. You could sit there and look it up with a protractor. Usually the only ones smart enough to do that on a sailing ship were the officers, and that's what they were trained to do. But as far as the instruments themselves, they were the only ones allowed to use them, and they would bring them out only once a day, usually around noon, so that they could take the reading of where they were, log it, and then they would put the sextant back up in a watertight box, usually made of teak, and then it would be stored below because they couldn't afford the risk of dropping it overboard. Same with the compass. Although a lot of times the compass was always sitting right by the wheel, but you didn't go near the compass. If you were not a midshipman or an officer, you didn't go near either one of those instruments back in the day on a sailing ship. And it was the same with the Signal Corps, because the Signal Corps' job was to make sure the flags were ready to display whatever message the captain ordered so that the other ships could see that. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, it's Mike in Northwest Oklahoma City.
Hello, Mike.
And you didn't mention the other instrument that was crucial in sailing vessels after about 1770, 1780, the clock.
Yes. Yes.
The clock was how you determine latitude with the compass.
Longitude.
Longitude, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. With the compass at noon, you figured out it's noon here.
Yeah.
And then you look at the clock, which was set to, if you're English, Greenwich Mean Time and so on.
And I think it's still Greenwich Mean Time. I keep my watch at Greenwich Time for that reason. Just to keep it, the salute the old, because I have a sextant at home and I've played with it and I've gotten it within a couple of degrees, but I haven't been able to do my arithmetic is not good enough to get it down to, you know, they were happy if they got within in 6 miles.
And I believe a minute of arc turns out to be a nautical mile, which is
yep.
why it's a nautical mile.
Which is 6,000 feet. Not 5280. Yeah. 5280 takes topography into account, and the nautical mile does not.
Actually, 6,000 is the data mile used by radar.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. and the nautical mile is 6076.115.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think they would round to 6,000 just when they were doing the math.
I had to deal with all of them in the past.
You were in the Navy?
Nope. Write software, and I was doing radar software and navigation software and that sort of thing. And so, and of course, we all know the 5280. But anyway, that doesn't matter.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to chime in. The clock lets you get the longitude. And Harrison, I forget his first name, created that clock, and it took the King of England, King George III, to give him the reward he was supposed to be given.
Mm-hmm.
They kept dragging. Come on, dude. Sorry.
Well, I mean, you got to understand, too, and I think people lose perspective. In our modern era, it's hard. It's difficult to realize there was a time when you didn't know. You hoped for the best. And in terms of longitude, the problem was you could figure out where you were north, south, and you could figure out where you were heading, but you didn't know how far away it was. So if you were trying to get back to Great Britain from the tropics and you'd run out of anything that had vitamins in it and you miscalculated the distance by 2 weeks, half your crew could have been dead of scurvy in that amount of time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There are times when literally half the crew.
Yeah.
Even in certain wars, most of the deaths were to scurvy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and so when they found out how to keep a clock running with the motion of the ocean on a ship without a pendulum, I think they came up with the rotary, I think it was a rotary flywheel they came up with.
It was a bimetallic spring.
Okay.
That as the temperature changed, the length of the spring would change.
Okay.
To keep it at the, and the mount would slide up the spring to keep it at exactly the same length to make it.
Would it float with the motion of the ship, or was it fixed?
It was usually in a box. You
okay.
Know, just
yeah.
Stored in the captain's cabin.
Yeah. See, I'm a geek for that stuff. I love it.
I love it too. It's
and I have a boat, so I look down at my GPS where I am. You know, but then I remember. You know, there was a time when you couldn't do that. You had to sit down and figure it out.
And I've only really sailed on lakes, and you don't need any kind of navigation.
No, and most of the time you're not at sea level either. Usually, when I'm at a lake, I'm somewhat above sea level. So,
oh yeah.
That's the other thing. The measurements you take with a sextant, they have to be at sea level.
Yeah, so, they do.
or the angle won't be right, you see.
Exactly right.
All right, Mike. I hope we haven't bored everybody with our geeking out on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive, 405-608-4377. Where am I? Oh, yeah, I'm over. Okay, I'm sorry. I got lost for a minute on Freedom 96.9. My poor mother-in-law, when lovely wife and I would go to visit her, she was starting to ail. She had COPD, so she was having trouble getting around. But her mail was just starting to stack up on her counter in an almost obscene amount. And as much as lovely wife, Mom, you got to go through this mail. Oh, I'll get to it. And what she didn't mind... Okay, what my lovely wife didn't understand at the time was that my mother-in-law was at a point where she just didn't care. And what my mother-in-law should have understood is that she's missing out on things that were going to make the remaining days of her lives more comfortable. At any rate, don't be the type of person that puts that off. If you were born in 1961, I bet you're getting a lot of mail, phone calls, emails, texts. Don't be confused. Have someone help you sort through that. That's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Best call you could make, especially if you're new to Medicare or if you're like me, you just don't care. I'm going to get Medicare when I get Medicare. Okay, well, you need somebody to help you walk through it. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Tired of hard water and bad taste straight from the tap? Trust Culligan of Enid, your local water expert since 1981. With over 130 years of combined experience, they are your hometown solution for softer, cleaner, better tasting water. Right now, get a whole house system, water softener, and reverse osmosis for just $29.95 a month for 3 months. Plus, you can buy a unit and get free installation up to a $300 value. Some limitations apply. Visit CulliganEnid.com. Or give them a call today. Culligan of Enid, better water, pure and simple.
Wildfire season is approaching in Oklahoma, and our local volunteer fire departments need support now. As conditions grow hotter and drier, volunteer firefighters are preparing for long, demanding responses to keep our community safe. They rely on donations of bottled water, electrolyte drinks, and non-perishable snacks to stay fueled on the fire line. Monetary donations are also critical to help provide the tools and resources they need. If you see your local volunteer fire departments hosting a fundraiser or any other community event, don't wait. Show up and support. This message is brought to you by the Oklahoma State Firefighters Association, standing with those who stand ready to protect us.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Freedom 96.9 AccuWeather forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies, a low of 72, partly cloudy, 94 for the high. Tomorrow night, 74 for a low. Into Wednesday, partly cloudy, high 78. It's 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Heather goes on to say, Lee, then I was at the parade where you were emceeing. I know many of the things you were announcing were pre-written, but not all of them. You had some nice things and inspiring to add to each and every float that was on display. I'm going to start listening to you much more often. It's refreshing to have a local talk show host who's so uplifting. Uplifting. Heather, I've never been called uplifting before. Really? So thank you. The uplifting Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Let's see. Trump accounts began today. They launched them on the 4th, $1,000 to newborns during President Trump's second term to grow through stock market investments. The White House launched the Trump accounts on Saturday. Parents can open an account for their children if they are born between January 1 of 2025 and December 31, 2028. To qualify, the baby must be a U.S. citizen, have a Social Security number, and meet birth date requirements. Families can sign up for the accounts at trumpaccounts.gov. So, yes, they are going to be known as Trump accounts henceforth and forevermore. Sorry, liberals. He just created those just to make sure his name would be on. Whatever happened, what about Obamacare? Treasury Department plans to transfer the initial $1,000 to each account began today, and invest in the stock market by private firms. Trump accounts launched for newborns. Parents, family members, friends, and employers can also contribute up to $5,000 a year on an after-tax basis, though contributions from the government and charities will not count toward the limit. The children cannot access the money until they're 18. Once they hit 18, they can use the funds for specific purposes, like paying for education, buying a home, starting a business. The White House and even Florida Representative Randy Fine suggested that a child born today could accumulate up to $243,000 in their account by age 55 without any additional contributions. Trump shared his thoughts on the program during an appearance on CNBC earlier this week, but of course, nobody liked what he had to say. Several investment calculators confirmed that Trump's account could reach around $243,000. PolitiFacts pointed out that the projection assumed a 10% annual gain, which some experts note could vary based on the market performance. Of course it could. But if you keep doing what Trump's doing with the economy, that's probably what he was basing it on. What do you think of Trump accounts? Will you utilize them for your children and or grandchildren? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. I had to chuckle. I was talking with some guys down the hall, JD and Joe, my boss. We were talking about the fireworks this weekend and how I knew the fireworks were going to be delayed when I heard the thunder clapping. And then we were talking about how, you'd hear the rain start and the fireworks would stop. And then you'd hear the fireworks again and you knew, oh, there must be a break in the rain. Don't worry about the weather when it comes to getting in your shooting practice. H&H Shooting Sports is always a nice sunny day inside their indoor shooting range. You can make as much noise as you like. And this month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm for $529.99, or grab the HK G3622 rifle, now on sale for $529.99 as well. 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes to keep everything safe once you get a nice, sizable collection. Hey, even if you have a small collection, other stuff can go on that safe. And don't forget to mark your calendar for H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo. July 17th and 18th, I'll be there live. You don't want to miss out on the savings at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
No sooner does the hail stop falling than you get the knock on the door from fly-by-night roofers. But are they registered with the state, licensed, and bonded? Will they hit you with a lot of extra charges and unscrupulous contracting schemes? I'm Lee Matthews. Stick with a roofer that's been doing this for over 40 years in Oklahoma. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. 405-877-7663. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. Saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
You slayed the beast.
Indeed, princess. But what's this? You're injured.
I am, but I know the cure.
Pray tell.
Journey to Reno and Sarah Road, to the place they call Okie Dokie Bakery.
What?
I need a dozen cookies at least. Cupcakes, macarons.
Are you sure?
They are delicious. Just what I need.
We ride to Okie Dokie.
Okie Dokie Bakery. Visit OkieDokieBakery.com.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
And this does bother me as a citizen. It bothers me that George Soros' super PAC can put $100 million in and a Republican, the Kochs, can do the same thing. It does bother me a little on the surface. And I'd better for everybody if there were limits and it would actually free politicians to not be subservient to the people that put them into office.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast, partly cloudy, low 72. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high 94. Tomorrow night, 74 for the low. Into Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 78. It's 92 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. Left can't even celebrate the 4th of July. What do you think? All I saw out of the New York Times and the Washington Post, criticism of how lousy everything is as Americans. Everyone talking about the appeal of this FIFA decision. What do you think of it? And I wish we had this with the NFL. Iran buried their Ayatollah, who was killed 4 months ago. Was there enough to bury? Because from what I understand, the man had blue eyes. One blue here, one blue there. And Trump accounts for newborns began over the weekend. Are you going to set one up for your kid? I mean, you can if they were born after 2025. But from here on out, I think they're automatic, which that's cool. William writes, Lee, you were talking a lot about immigration, and everybody else has too, quite honestly. Immigration and immigration reform and stopping the problems that were brought upon the wide-open immigration policy of the Biden administration. Welfare reform, I think, would immensely help. We need to stop incentivizing the invaders to birth children in the United States. As soon as the indigent illegal alien Consuela has birthright citizenship and has a baby, the household is entitled to SNAP, WIC, TANF, and Medicaid, and a host of other taxpayer subsidies. William, I agree. I think they're making strides to make that happen. I don't know if they have, and one big one would be the Save America Act. But our friends in the Senate seem to be the ones that are holding that up. Speaking of which, there is a story that Mitch McConnell is slowly assuming room temperature. He evidently suffered some sort of medical event over the weekend and has been hospitalized. And one story says he's brain dead. I can't get confirmation on it, but I'll try to find out what I can and let you know. Not that I wish death upon anybody, but Mitch McConnell was one of those Republicans, I believe, that should have gone a long time ago.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. A semi-truck caught fire early this morning near East Memorial Road in northwest Oklahoma City. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. At least seven people are wounded after a mass shooting on Chicago's west side. Perry Williams has more.
The crime happened early yesterday morning in the 3800 block of West Maypole Avenue. This resident described the crowd of hundreds that gathered before the shooting.
They had gallon bottles or big bottles of alcohol, cups in their hand. They're smoking on whatever they're smoking, which smells like you don't know what. And they're hanging out and cursing.
One of the victims, a 17-year-old girl, was taken to Stroger Hospital in critical condition. Others who were shot were taken to hospitals in good condition.
Microsoft is cutting about 4,800 jobs worldwide as part of a broader restructuring focused on artificial intelligence and long-term growth. The company says the layoffs affect roughly 2% of its workforce, primarily in the commercial and Xbox divisions. Microsoft says the eliminated positions are not being replaced by AI, but does acknowledge that technology is changing how work is performed. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum is reiterating President Trump's claim that the Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool has been vandalized.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Burgum claimed there is evidence that supports the claim. He added that seven people have been arrested for damaging the newly renovated pool. The alleged vandalism has drawn the ire of Trump, who is behind the estimated $16 million renovation project. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Lone Star State is ready to give Wall Street a run for its money.
There's Wall Street and now there's Y'all Street. That's the nickname of the Texas Stock Exchange, which begins trading today with a limited number of member companies. The startup is based in Dallas. It's backed by more than $270 million from some financial heavyweights, including J.P. Morgan Chase. The fully electronic exchange is described as a lower-cost, highly transparent alternative to Wall Street, making it more accessible for small and mid-sized companies to go public. I'm Daria Albinger.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo Beecraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com. A semi-truck caught fire early this morning near East Memorial Road and North Santa Fe Avenue in northwest Oklahoma City. Oklahoma firefighters responded to the scene and were able to handle the blaze quickly, though the cause of the fire remains under investigation. No injuries have currently been reported and no further details have been shared. The city of Norman remains in emergency response mode after powerful 4th of July storms brought wind gusts of up to 90 miles an hour, damaging homes, traffic signals, and other infrastructure. More than 40 intersections lost power or suffered signal damage, and city officials are asking drivers to use extra caution. Repairs continue, and residents are encouraged to report debris blocking any public areas, while the city works on a plan to help remove storm debris from private property. Governor Kevin Stitt has also declared an emergency for Cleveland County. Make-A-Wish Oklahoma is hoping to grant 58 more wishes for critically ill children before its fiscal year ends on August 31st, a milestone that would set a new record for the organization. Officials say the chapter's granted more than 4,200 wishes since 1982, and they're asking the community to help reach this year's goal. The organization is encouraging donations, volunteers, and corporate partnerships to help make those wishes possible. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Summer savings are heating up at H&H Shooting Sports. I'm Lee Matthews. This month, pick up the Springfield Armory Hellcat FDE 9mm, just $529.99. Or grab the HKG 3622 rifle, now on sale for only $529.99. Take 15% off select Browning, Liberty, and Winchester gun safes. And remember, H&H Shooting Sports Summer Expo is coming up on the 17th and the 18th. Only at H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Jobs created by independent Oklahoma businesses are up. Wait a minute. I thought we were in the middle of an affordability crisis. More coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Freedom 96.9. My name is Lee Matthews.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect humid conditions with a clear sky and a low of 72. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies with a high of 94. Tomorrow night will be clear and humid with a low of 71. Wednesday is expected to be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 96. Thursday will see partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot temperatures with a high of 100. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
At the new Freedom 96.9, 2026 is more than just a new year. It's a celebration of American spirit and the freedom to explore. We're honoring two monumental milestones, 250 years since the birth of our nation and the 100th year of the historic Route 66. Freedom on the airwaves, freedom on the open road. Join us for the year-long celebration of America's history. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
I think everybody's trying to recover from a three-day weekend because most everybody got a three-day weekend. I am Lee Matthews, included in that. Well, I did MC the parade for Freedom Fest 2026 in Edmond on Saturday. That ended up being one of the best ones we've ever seen, one of the best ones we've ever done. So I want to thank Eric Tapia and the number one crew over at the Liberty Fest for inviting us to be a part of that and make history, because I think we did. If you were there, I hope you enjoyed it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews and The Drive. I started the show out talking about how, okay, we just went through what was a great weekend of celebrating the founding of the United States. One of the things I didn't do that I wish I did was go watch the John Adams series. I've studied a lot of John Adams. I've also studied a lot of the founder of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. We don't, because it's all been so marbleized, it's been put in marble, there have been paintings of it. You know, we know what we think it looked like. We don't know what it sounded like or smelled like. Nor do we know the frustration, because it was unanimous. By the time they came to write the Declaration of Independence, they had, and I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, I want to say it was either 16 or 46, those numbers are sticking in my head. The amount of, maybe it was 46 petitions over 16 years. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. They had petitioned not only the king, and it wasn't just the king they petitioned. They were trying to at least get a seat in Parliament so that they could get some representation. And they were having nothing of it. And it wasn't just the king's fault. It wasn't just King George III being arrogant. It was the Lord's Protectorate. A lot of people don't understand. Most of the United States was colonized because the property was given. It was colonized in the name of the king, but it was given to certain lords as rewards for their loyalty to the king, to do with whatever they pleased. And it was the Lord's Protectorate that then encouraged colonization for various reasons. in South Carolina, it was growing rice because rice was marketable. In parts of Virginia, it was tobacco because smoking tobacco was starting to happen. In parts of other parts of New England, it was growing indigo, which was a weed that they used the dye from to dye. You know what indigo looks like? It's a purple that's so dark it's almost black. So they all had commerce on their minds, which is why I love that we are a capitalist society and we have survived as a capitalist society because that's how we started. Anyway, the Lord's Protectorate should have wanted there to be some sort of representation in Parliament. But at that time, the House of Lords had more power than the House of Commons, where you would have given the colonies a seat in Parliament. You see, that was the issue. Taxation without representation. I lose so much patience when I hear social studies teachers say, "Now remember, the reason we had a revolution was because of a bunch of old, angry, white slave owners who didn't want to pay their taxes." No, they didn't mind paying their taxes, but they wanted representation in return. They wanted some acknowledgement for their autonomy. Not being slaves to a king and the arbitrary whims of that king when he overextended the British Isles and had to find a way to pay for it. Okay, we're going to raise taxes on tea. Not only that, nobody else can trade with the colonies. Everything that they do will have to have a British stamp on it, the Stamp Act. You remember that from history?
Well, wait a minute. What if I can make my own paper cheaper than I can get the paper from Great Britain?
Can't do that. Sorry. How dare you try to make your own paper? Don't you know this is the king's land and you are serving the king by being a colonist? They didn't see it that way. Anyway, it truly was extraordinary. And each and every one of them knew they were committing treason. Each and every one of them knew they could easily, one by one or all at once, be hunted down by the British and hung there on the spot. No trial, no nothing. Because they weren't basically legal citizens of Britain. They were colonists. They were serving the king, and the attitude was that's what they were, and they knew that that's what they were risking. There's nobody walking upright that I know of that has that kind of devotion in this day and age. I don't know of anybody who does. I know I don't. If they came knocking on my door tomorrow and said, "Public domain is taking your property. We want to build a Walmart here, and we're going to give you this much for your property," I'd probably say, "All right, I'm not going to take your first offer. I'll take your second or third." But eventually, I'd probably take it and go. I wouldn't say, "You know what? I'm going to stay here, and you remove me if you want, and you're just going to have to kill me if you have to." So it was really an extraordinary thing. And then what's even more extraordinary, and this is the other thing I lose patience with, especially with members of the press and with members of Congress right now, in particular, the Jasmine Crocketts of the world. They make it sound like there never was a civil war. They make it sound like there never was a method by which the United States learned from its mistake and became stronger as a result. There's no acknowledgement of that. Yeah, there was slavery, and an entire economy was built upon that slavery. It wasn't right. But it wasn't an American exclusive. Sorry, it wasn't. And even today, in forms, it is not. So, It's remarkable that the nation formed. It's remarkable that the nation lasted. And it's remarkable that the nation was able to endure such calamity as the Civil War. I mean, when I look back at some of the division that was going on politically and socially in the 60s, it does not compare to the Civil War. And this nonsense, we've never been divided. We weren't even this divided in the Civil War. Nonsense. Nonsense. If there's any division going on right now, it's because the media is trying to keep us divided. There's a group of people that is making lots of money and gaining a lot of political power, making sure we stay divided. We have to remember we're not divided. Anyway, so all of that ran through my head this weekend. What about you? 405-608-4377. And then I read these headlines about how, well, this was all Trump, celebrating Trump. No, it wasn't. It was the 250th anniversary of the founding of our nation, and any and all businesses that decided, well, I'm not going to take part in this because Trump has something to do with it, missed out. Trump was at the forefront for a reason. He's the president. I'm sorry you don't like it. You don't like hearing that, do you? Every time I turn around. And the economy, by the way, which is going very well, is not just going well nationally. The National Federation of Independent Business June jobs report, and this is for Oklahoma. Small businesses employment index remained essentially flat May to June. 100.3. The fourth consecutive month, the index declined. The current reading is below the 2025 average of 101.2, but still slightly above the historical average of 100. In June, don't freak out. In June, 32% of small business owners reported job openings they could not fill. Meaning, there are jobs. There aren't enough people to take the jobs. That's not the sign of a bad economy. A bad economy would be A, no jobs. B, no businesses for there to be jobs. This is up 3 points from May's lowest level since May of 2020. 27% have openings for skilled workers. That's unchanged. 12% have openings for unskilled labor. I thought artificial intelligence was taking everybody's job. Main Street job openings are starting to pick up after the decline in May, said the chief economist Bill Duckenberg. Small businesses are looking to hire. Many owners still cannot find qualified workers. Here's what I think's going on. The large companies are the ones that are going AI. And the smaller companies that are still looking you in the eye and still shaking your hand and still doing business the small business way are the only ones that have the jobs. Seasonally adjusted, 11% of owners plan to create new jobs in the next 3 months. 62% of owners of small and private businesses are hiring or trying to hire.
Oh, but we have an affordability problem.
What? That's the buzzword they're trying to get you to remember. I want to get into that in just a minute here. Democrats, it must be their strategy for the midterm elections. One word, affordability. I promise you that's what's going on, but it's not going to work. And I'll tell you why it's not going to work. Because Democrat, and this goes back to the James Carville days, create a crisis and then create a solution for that crisis. Okay, well, the problem is, and reports like what I just read you, and the fact that prices are coming down, and the fact that you probably went to the gas pump this weekend and found that the prices of gas are even lower, you probably went to the supermarket and paid less than you did 2 weeks ago. I know I did. Everybody's seeing that. Nobody's seeing that and saying, wow, I can't afford that anymore. Nobody's saying that. So you can't sit there and say it again and again and again into the night that we have an affordability problem. James Carville and George Stephanopoulos were the ones who came up with the "it's the economy, stupid" rallying cry for the Democrat Party. And what that was to try to create the perception that we were in the midst of a bad economy, which we weren't. Now, here's what the Republicans didn't do. The Republicans didn't retaliate against that by saying, I don't know what you're talking about. Interest rates are low, property values are high, property inventories are high, and people don't have to reach very far to get what they're looking for. They didn't do that. They said nothing. And so the Democrats said it again and again and again into the night, and pretty soon people started believing, oh, it is the economy. Of course, we had old farts like John McCain and the Turtle, and even George H. himself was in charge, was the president at the time. Old school Republicans who didn't have the guts to lay the argument at their opponent's feet like they should have been able to. So they're going to try that same strategy again here with the word affordability. This is what I think is going on, and it's not going to work. Because none of us are sitting there and saying, well, I can't afford to eat that anymore. I just can't, so I'm not going to buy anymore. No, we're buying other things. And there are other reasons. If there are things that are expensive or that, don't you know the price of beef is high? Yeah, I know the price of beef is high. And there's a very good reason for that. Supply. That has nothing to do with anything that is being done by the Congress or the president. And I guarantee you there ain't nothing the Democrats could do except make it worse. Anyway, I'll get into all that coming up. And your thoughts, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. I'm Lee Matthews, and this is The Drive. It happened this morning. Hey, Lee, this is so-and-so with such-and-such roofing. We're going to be in your neighborhood. Maybe we could have a look at your roof while we're having a look at some of your neighbor's roofs. That is the eighth or tenth one that I've got, that I've received. And thankfully, my phone system, anyway, has a way you can report spam like that. And but at the same time, you can reply. So you know what I replied? Mick Roof is my roofer. Please leave me alone. And then I reported it as spam. So hopefully that took care of it. Nobody builds back better than Mick Roof and Scott McCollum of Mick Roof. And rather than repeating the last failures, Mick Roof will fortify your roof to make it better and to better handle what Oklahoma weather can throw at it. Don't trust the fly-by-nighters. They don't care about you. They're there to try to get as much money out of your insurance company as possible and then hit the road. Honestly, that's what it's all about. And my good friends at McRoof are about to embark on a syndication program so that they will be heard state to state, state line to state line. That's how in demand Scott McCollum of McRoof is. Get your free inspection today and be ready when the insurance company starts its nonsense. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us, powered by Roof RX, saving lives, protecting property, and fortifying Oklahoma one roof at a time.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
I want to introduce you to a great connection, Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, nobody wants to spend hours cleaning floors, so how does ICS make it easier?
Yeah, our Pentek coatings are incredibly low maintenance. They resist oil, grease, and chemical stains, so spills wipe up easily. A quick sweep or mop keeps your floor looking showroom new, whether it's a garage, patio, or a basement.
That's a huge time saver. So how do these floors hold up over time?
They're built to last. We have a manufacturer lifetime warranty for all of our customers. Our Pentek coatings are four times stronger than epoxy, so they stay tough and beautiful for years.
Easy and durable. Love it. Sounds like a dream floor. How can listeners get started?
Just call us for a free estimate, and we'll handle the rest in just one day.
Get a hassle-free floor with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or go to icsconcretecoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or visit icsconcretecoatings.com to get your free estimate today.
Hey, I'm Dr. Tony with Be Well Acupuncture. I know how exhausting taxing it can be to live with pain. Whether it's neuropathy, arthritis, or sciatica, you deserve relief that helps you feel like you again. At Be Well Acupuncture, we take the time to listen and create a treatment plan that fits your life, your body, and your goals. Let's work together to help you move easier and feel better every day. Start your journey back to wellness. Call or visit BeWellOKC.com to schedule your consultation today.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, Freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
They were powered by people who were the complete opposite of me, meaning people who didn't want to do the work. Socialism is a fancy word for losers. That's what socialism appeals to. It's the people who made all the wrong decisions in life that have decided they're entitled to successful people's stuff because they sucked. You know, whenever somebody says, oh, capitalism's not fair, capitalism is fair as fair could be.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
That's me in the corner.
That's and Lee Matthews with the drive. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Where Doug writes, apparently, Lee, we are conspiracy theorists. No matter what the facts are before these folks, they continue to be in denial. I think the use of the word goofball was restrained. Below is one of my trollers' messages from over the weekend from Jason. He writes, it's honestly impressive how you manage to cram every single debunked conspiracy theory into one post. You're terrified of a Chinese national voting boogeyman, and literally cannot happen because, say it with me, non-citizens cannot vote in federal elections. You're not using brain cells, you're using a fear-mongering script to make it look completely unhinged. You're nothing more than a MAGA cultist. Okay. Well, Doug, first of all, congratulations. If you're not being trolled at this point on something you're writing on Facebook, you're not making people mad enough. Now, that doesn't mean you go out and make people mad. What it means is that you express your opinion, then you back your opinion up with facts, and usually that's when the troller gets mad and they start quoting things like this guy's quoting, that it is a conspiracy theory and that we are terrified of a Chinese national voting boogeyman, and that it literally cannot happen because non-citizens cannot vote in federal elections. To which I would say, Jason, then why are they? Every time we turn around, we keep catching one that was just Thursday in Virginia. A woman who had a temporary visa was able to establish a residence and then therefore establish a voter registration. A voter registration that should have been rejected, but it wasn't. So she could vote, and she's not a legal citizen of the United States. Now, let's go over to California, where they're letting everybody vote on everything, not even if they're residents. All you have to have is a driver's license to go down and register to vote. And yes, they let you vote in the federal elections. That's not a conspiracy. That's actually happening. And that's what the Save America Act is going to stop. Because you will have to show a valid ID before you can vote. You're not going to be able to show your temporary visa. You're not going to be able to show your driver's license from Mexico. You're not going to be able to show an Oklahoma driver's license if you don't live in California. That's not conspiracy. That is actually happening. No, not on a scale of millions, but even one is too much. And then I want to ask Jason, Doug, your troller, why you and many of your friends, if this is indeed the case, have a problem with us re-solidifying the inability to vote if you are not registered to vote there. Why is it a problem? If it's not happening and you think it's a conspiracy, then why do you have a problem with the Save America Act?
Well, it's just a problem in search of us. It's just us. It's just a problem in search of a solution. It's a solution in search of a problem.
Well, what's the big deal? 28 states require that you show a valid ID before you vote. Why can't that be a complete 100%? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. The buzzword is affordability. Why it's not going to work in the midterms like they want it to. Coming up on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's Talk Radio and Lee Matthews with The Drive, 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. President Trump says the U.S. will either reach a nuclear agreement with Iran or finish the job. While speaking from the Oval Office, Trump reiterated Iran cannot be allowed to obtain a nuclear weapon and said he prefers a diplomatic solution. U.S.-Iran peace talks are expected to resume following funeral ceremonies for Iran's late supreme leader. Charlie Kirk's widow Erica and his parents attended a court hearing of the suspect accused of killing him for the first time.
Tyler Robinson is appearing in a court in Utah today. Prosecutors aim to convince a judge they have enough evidence to try Robinson and seek the death penalty. Kirk's family is expected to attend hearings all week where prosecutors will outline their case against Robinson. He's accused of fatally shooting Kirk at Utah Valley University last September. I'm Monica Nelson.
At the closing bell, the Dow gained 155 points. The S&P 500 added 54 and the NASDAQ rose 200. I'm Lizzie Radovali.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. You can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com.
A semi-truck caught fire early this morning near East Memorial Road and North Santa Fe Avenue in northwest Oklahoma City. Oklahoma firefighters responded to the scene and were able to handle the blaze quickly, though the cause of the fire remains under investigation. No injuries have currently been reported and no further details have been shared. The city of Norman remains in emergency response mode after powerful 4th of July storms brought wind gusts of up to 90 miles an hour, damaging homes, traffic signals, and other infrastructure. More than 40 intersections lost power or suffered signal damage, and city officials are asking drivers to use extra caution. Repairs continue, and residents are encouraged to report debris blocking any public areas, while the city works on a plan to help remove storm debris from private property. Governor Kevin Stitt has also declared an emergency for Cleveland County. Make-A-Wish Oklahoma is hoping to grant 58 more wishes for critically ill children before its fiscal year ends on August 31st, a milestone that would set a new record for the organization. Officials say the chapter's granted more than 4,200 wishes since 1982, and they're asking the community to help reach this year's goal. The organization is encouraging donations, volunteers, and corporate partnerships to help make those wishes possible. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Oklahoma men, remember when you were strong, awake, looked, felt so good with high libido and sex appeal? Are those days over or are you just low on testosterone? Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The chemicals in the food and water, medical conditions, and normal aging steal your natural testosterone. That's why you feel weak, tired, foggy, unmotivated with unexplained weight gain, poor workout results, and left with no desire for your honey. With our custom low T therapy, we designed the perfect blend of state-of-the-art lab work, peptides, and dosing to maximize your results. quickly, safely, and affordably. At Ultimate Men's Clinic, we are local, discreet, and we provide unmatched patient service. Now, for a limited time, your initial consultation is free. So, what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go Ultimate.
I know, I don't like it either when people put deadlines on me, okay? I work at my pace. I get things done at my pace. But honestly, if you don't observe this deadline, you're going to miss out on a lot of savings that you don't even know right now, okay? 0% for 60 months from GM at Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group. They've got Trax, Equinox, and Silverado half-ton pickups. That's what we're talking about. And that is what the 0% for 60 months. Features, got them. Colors, got them. You pick them all out, they'll get one there for you within 24 hours. And then with the 0% for 60 months, you will not be paying for a lot of the financing. And if you're like my lovely wife, you can pay it off in that amount of money and not have to pay any interest on anything if you're careful and smart with it. Fleet vehicles, this is a great opportunity to update your fleet. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, a short drive for great savings like 0% financing for 60 months. But, and I'm saying this pointing to my own, it all ends tomorrow, close of business. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, Canadian County's number one auto dealer.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Sudden cardiac arrest can happen to anyone, anywhere, and immediate action can save a life. Our hands-only CPR class teaches you how to recognize cardiac arrest, call 911, and perform effective chest compressions until firefighters or first responders arrive. No medical background is needed, just the willingness to help. Visit okc.gov/fire for more information on how to schedule free training for your business, group, or organization.
WWE is coming to Oklahoma City. I haven't been this excited since the World Cup came to the United States. Can you hear my voice dripping with sarcasm? I'll give you a way to get tickets to the WWE coming up as the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect humid conditions with a clear sky and a low of 72. Tomorrow will bring mostly sunny skies with a high of 94. Tomorrow night will be clear and humid with a low of 71. Wednesday is expected to be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 96. Thursday will see partly sunny skies, breezy conditions, and hot temperatures with a high of 100. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Matthews and the Drive, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. So, the Democrat strategy for the midterms comes down to one word. Affordability. You hear all of them mention it from one time or another, whether it's the idiotic ramblings of Alessandra Ocasio-Cortez. Half the time, seems like she has no idea what she's talking about. And all she really has to do is read what Justice Democrats has printed up for her and still somehow screws that up. To the communistic shriek coming from the likes of Daria Lisa Chevalier or Chuck Schumer's constant blaming of Trump for everything from the weather to Iran to energy to traffic. The one word used again and again. Affordability. As much as fuel prices have fallen, inflation is down, interest rates are down, unemployment is down. I just gave you a report a few minutes ago about how local businesses, independent businesses, are hiring and can't find enough people to do the jobs they need done. They're still trying to use the same mantra from 1994. It's the economy, stupid. When the economy is good and getting better. So they can't go after the economy per se because everybody's like, wait, what? So they're going to use a word, affordability. Affordability implies that things are not affordable. Yeah, we're going to work on affordability. You see, just there, I insinuated that affordability needs to be worked on. One of the Democrats' strategies again and again and again is to create a problem and then become the solution to that problem. Here's where they've been falling short. They've been falling short because they've been creating a problem that already has a solution and is already solved. They've been a day late, dollar short for the last 10 years. But yeah, when they use words like affordability, they're trying to imply that things are not affordable. Yeah, the prices are down, just not affordable. Inflation, under control, but not affordable. Unemployment down, but not affordable. Oh, and it has nothing to do with Democrat policies. No, it's all Trump's fault. If there is anything wrong with affordability, it's because Democrats had us and high inflation, high interest rates, high unemployment. That's when we were really unaffordable. When they were in office with Joe Biden, you see, this is where they fall short. They don't understand. We can look that up. But here's the thing. They're not even looking at what it is that truly drives affordability to try to create affordability. When prices rise, politicians, activists, Democrats, they instinctively look for a villain. Amid the instability, they may be tempted to settle on a domestic manufacturer to use as a scapegoat for skyrocketing prices. It's all Trump and his corporate buddies' fault. I just read to you. Okay, that might be what's going on at the corporate level, but at the independent business level, they're hiring more than anyone ever has. Yeah, but they're not providing affordable jobs. Well, how can a job be affordable? You're supposed to get paid, not pay for it. And let's use fertilizer, for example. Fertilizer is one of the most important building blocks of the global food supply chain. Without fertilizer, you don't get crops. When you don't get crops, food production declines. When food production declines, grocery bills go up. Fertilizer isn't one of those things that just appears out of thin air. It's kind of like Democrats' attitude toward green energy. They seem to think it can come for free out of thin air. And they also seem to think that fertilizer can too, because they don't seem to understand that we have a fertilizer problem in the world right now. Part of that fertilizer problem is their green energy policies that have kept us from making more fertilizer. And it's not just in the United States. It's in the world as well. And they're all now finally coming. Oh, wait a minute. If we make it environmentally expensive or impossible to mine some of the elements we need to make fertilizer, we can't make fertilizer. And if we can't make fertilizer, we can't grow crops. And if we don't grow crops, people start to starve to death. Fertilizer does not appear out of thin air. It relies on a complex combination of materials like sulfur, ammonia, phosphate. By the way, that's why Trump wants a deal to keep the Strait of Hormuz open, because a lot of phosphate comes out of the Middle East. And it can't do that if that phosphate is going to be blown into bits by a drone from Iran who's trying to bring back or trying to bring about the second coming of the 12th Imam. That's also why Trump wants Russia and Ukraine to come to a deal. Guess what? A lot of that comes out of Ukraine. That's why Trump wants to mine materials in Greenland. Hey, if we can't keep these two nitwits from killing each other, at least we can go to Greenland and find what we need. Oh, that's also why Trump wants a freight route other than around the South China Sea, so we don't have to deal with China. If they start acting up again, if Democrats really wanted to embrace a policy that would promote a level playing field and diversity when it comes to supply chains that are not subject to global unrest, It would not only be good economics, but it would be wise food security policy. Affordability is unfortunately what they stubbornly cling to, because they don't seem to understand that relationship. If Democrats want to lower prices for Americans, it would be a mistake to punish producers. But they can't do that without, they've got to find some way to punish Trump and make it Trump's fault. The answer is to find ways to increase supply, relieve the pressure created by global uncertainty. Remember the term supply-side economics? It was one of those things that Reagan was criticized for.
Oh, he wants to help the manufacturers make more money.
No, he wants to help manufacturers make more product so that the price of those products will come down and the price reductions will filter to the lower people, the common people.
Well, how long is that going to take? We got to do something now.
That's why Trump is trying to build more icebreakers. That's why Trump is trying to make a deal with Greenland. That's why Trump is trying to make a northern passage so he doesn't have to worry about China. That's why Trump is going to blow Iran to bits if they try to close the Strait of Hormuz again. Find ways to increase supply, relieving the pressure created by global uncertainty. When supplies are constrained, prices rise. When food production and input supply rise again, prices fall. If Democrats were serious about lowering food costs and ensuring America stays well-fed, it would need to stop searching for scapegoats. Addressing the crisis requires a look at the root causes. You can't fix a traffic jam by blaming the car at the back of the line. Nor can you blame the guy who built the road. You got to clear the obstacles in the road first. And that's where Trump comes in, because that's where Trump has been focusing his attention. And Democrats are not going to focus that attention, because that would violate their marketing strategy. And their marketing strategy is to try to make it seem like nothing's affordable because of Trump. And again, they're going to fail. Because perception is reality. And the perception is prices are down. And you know why that perception is there? It's because people go to the gas pump. And they, okay, you know what? It used to cost me $65 to fill up the Matthews Mobile. The day before yesterday, it was $49. That's a significant savings for a 10-day period. Not going to go out and buy a new house, but I mean, I'm seeing the relief. So when I get back in the car and I start it up and I see my fuel gauge go back to full and I see my mileage calculator once again give me over 300 miles on that tank of gas, I'm like, okay, I'm good to go. I'm not, oh my, am I going to fill this car up or am I going to buy food? Because not many people are doing that. Because there is no affordability crisis. They keep trying to make them there to be one, but there isn't one. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Let me see here. WWE is coming to Oklahoma City on Friday. I'm not a big wrestling fan, but if you are, this might be an opportunity to go see some of your favorites at the Paycom Center. It all starts at 6:30. Tickets are currently available for purchase with prices starting at $22.50, depending on seat location. You can also view seating availability and secure your spot directly through Ticketmaster or SeatGeek. I think we have a local Oklahoma City resident who will be participating. I'm not sure about that because I'm just going to tell you, I'm not a big wrestling fan, so I wouldn't know. I'd have to go look it up. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Nelson writes, Lee, if you are here illegally, your child is illegally, what is so hard to see about that? Nelson, I agree.
which is why, let's see, over the weekend, I think his name is, he's from Tennessee. Is he a senator? He's a representative. Andy Ogles. I don't think he's any relation to our local Oklahoma Ogle family. It's called the Anchors Away Act, and he's proposed it, and will introduce it in the House of Representatives, but probably not till they get back in session. I think they had last week off, and they have this week off as well. It will end birth tourism and restrict birthright citizenship. The bill, brought forward following the Supreme Court ruling last week that upheld birthright citizenship and the 14th Amendment. Key details of the legislation include citizenship restriction. The bill amends the Immigration and Nationalization Act to clarify that children born into the United States are only subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. if at least one parent is an American citizen, a lawful permanent resident, or an alien with lawful status serving in the armed forces. It will make pregnant foreign nationals inadmissible to enter the United States on non-immigrant visas unless they are married to an American citizen. Legislation faces steep obstacles to passing Congress and remains in the initial proposed stage. A full breakdown of the text is available at Anchors Away Act Draft, provided by Representative Ogle's office. So he's trying. I don't know how successful he will be, Nelson, but he's trying. I like the way he calls, I like Anchors Away, meaning we're going to pull up the anchors so that there will not be any anchor babies. I like that. And if his doesn't succeed, I think there's going to be accompanying, there'll be others. There'll be other representatives that come up with legislation. Nisha writes, Lee, baby's legal parents are not deported parents, and tell them you can take your child or we'll put them up for adoption, but you are leaving. Make an example of a few and it will stop. And Nisha, along those lines, you're actually kind of suggesting that, yeah, we pull up the anchor. You come into this nation, try to have a baby on a temporary visa or even illegally, and then try to turn around and say, now I'm a citizen because I got to take care of my baby and my baby can fly. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And speaking of deportations, you know, we can't really keep, this is the scope of this problem. It is so big and it grew so quickly under the Biden administration, we've got to have more holding centers, or it isn't gonna happen like it should. And everybody in Oklahoma who said, oh no, not in my neighborhood, or oh no, not in my town, you're gonna have to change your attitude on that. 405-608-4377. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9. I know what it's like to go through the summertime. You got everything. Okay, you got people coming to visit you. You're going to visit people. Everybody's taking time off. Vacations are coming. Vacations are going. Mail stacks up. Email stacks up. I know. I get it. That's why I'm telling you, you really need to, before it gets too late, at least make this call. If you were born in 1961, you're getting those phone calls. You're getting that mail. You're getting those text messages to sign up for Medicare. And Well-Preserved Advisory Group is here to help you do just that. It's one way you can get a lot of that headache out of your life, because they have already been through all the headaches and they can coach you. 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. The best call you can make if you're new to Medicare. The team at Well-Preserved Advisory Group will put together a plan that works for you. Call 405-848-5790. Whether it's Eunice Corey herself, her son Patrick, or anybody else at the qualified staff, they will do better than just talk to you over the phone. They'll sit down with you in person and go over it, take care of it, it's done, and it's out of your hair. See, I just solved a problem for you with the help of the Well-Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
You've had wind and hail damage? Now what? I'm Lee Matthews. Before you call your insurance company, call 405-877-7663.
That's the number two, McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx. They'll come out, do a complete inspection, even use their high-tech drones. Then talk things over with your insurance company. McRoof.us, powered by RoofRx, 405-877-7663. McRoof, saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma, one roof at a time.
Hello, this is Michael McGuire with McGuire Capital. I want to personally invite you to tune in to my show each and every Saturday. It's called The Bull and Bear Show. It starts at 10 a.m. and runs to 1 p.m. You'll get to know me each and every week. And more importantly, when the time's right for you, we'll set a one-on-one meeting and I'm going to get to know you, your family, and your retirement goals. Together, you and I will lock arms and I'll get you to and through retirement. Tune in starting at 10 a.m. Saturday on Freedom 96.9.
Okie Dokie Bakery, off Reno and Sarah Road.
Cupcakes, stuffed cookies, macarons, Pop-Tarts, and more, made from scratch and baked fresh every day from our own in-store kitchen that's locally owned and family-operated.
Okie Dokie Bakery has the perfect treats for any occasion.
We don't skimp on flavor.
Come by Okie Dokie Bakery on Reno and Sarah Road.
And if you're curious about the flavors, check out OkieDokieBakery.com.
OkieDokieBakery.com. That's OkieDokieBakery.com.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m. It's not just a New York thing anymore. It's happening all across the country in the Democrat Party, and they think that they're going to cozy up with Islamists. That's the Red-Green Alliance. And the unfinished story of the Red-Green Alliance is that the green wins. Communism, it is an indulgence of idiots.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Yeah, it is a conglomeration of idiots. She's right about that. Communism is. Because Karl Marx, who is thought to be the father of communism, was one of these intellectual elites who just thought he was so smart because he'd been to school. And he had plenty of people telling him how smart he was. So he believed him, they believed him, and so on and so forth. 405-608-4377. It's Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Join in the conversation. And here's the other thing about communism that nobody remembers. Here's the other thing about communism that everybody forgets. And I say this as there is no power in Cuba. You know why there's no power in Cuba? Because they don't have any oil to generate power. They don't have any oil to generate power because they can't afford to buy it at the current world price. What have they been doing all this time? They've been making deals with places like Mexico and Venezuela. And they've been giving Mexico and Venezuela cigars because that's all they make that anybody wants. Maybe rum, but Mexico makes its own rum. I think Venezuela does too. So that's what they've been getting their oil from, and their oil has been bargain basement oil. Now we've cut that off because we're ready to finally tell Cuba to crap or get off the pot. You can't stay being, you cannot continue to be a communist party. Here's what's wrong with the communists, any kind of communism, any kind of socialism. It assumes that everybody's an angel. It assumes that there is absolutely positively no malice in anybody's heart. It also assumes that not only is there no malice in anybody's heart, it assumes nobody will pursue their own personal goals. And that is not human nature. I'm not saying somebody who pursues their human goals is evil. I'm saying that most everybody pursues their human goals. I'm different than you. What's important to me is different than what's important to you. So I'm going to pursue what's important to me, what interests me. I'm not going to make you pursue my interests, and you're not going to make me pursue your interests. That's how it works in a capitalistic society, and that's how it works in life. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Lee Matthews in The Drive. Eric writes, wow, in a terrifying development for Democrats, Republicans are forecast to win 215 House seats this November to Democrats 206, meaning Republicans just need 21% of the swing seats per inside elections. Hakeem Jeffries, livid. Keep up the momentum by passing the Save America Act and listening to President Trump. Secure elections equal we win the trifecta, maybe.
Maybe, Eric. I hope you're right about that. You know, it's still pretty early, and we haven't been through the runoffs yet. So we got to get through the runoffs and see if there are going to be any strong candidates around there. It's not looking good in Maine. Not that we care, but the biggest Democrat contender in Maine has another sex scandal that bubbled to the surface over the weekend, and this one may be the one that puts him out of action. Does that mean there will be a weaker Democrat candidate? Maybe, but that doesn't mean that that weaker Democrat candidate won't turn around and win, because this is Maine we're talking about. So that one may be up for grabs. We'll see. Joe Pags coming up next. I will talk to you tomorrow right here on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.